A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema for Sharon Katz and for Chaya Bat Shani and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on this week's program. One is Donald Trump's decision to finally do what we always knew he was going to do, turn to his left-wing Democrat friends, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and that those are his new allies. He's dumped the Republicans. He never was a conservative and never was a Republican. He dumped them a long time ago. And now he's turning to his true ideological allies, Schumer and Pelosi and the left-wing Democrats, because he was always a left-wing Democrat and still is. We're going to discuss the implications of all of this. And the second thing we want to discuss is the fact that the wife of Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel, Sarah Netanyahu, has now been indicted in Israel. Let's start off with Netanyahu and the indictment of Sarah Netanyahu, his wife. Now, she's been indicted on stealing money for fancy, expensive meals. Hundreds of thousands of shekels, which comes to about $100,000 in meals. That's what the indictment holds her responsible for. She liked fancy meals, and she stole money for it. She stole money that was taxpayers' money so she could feed herself and her family with extremely fancy, extremely extravagant and wasteful meals. And I think that is, by the way, a serious problem. You can't have unethical, dishonest people who are willing to steal from the public in high office. You can't have that. So I think it is a serious charge. But it's nothing. It is nothing compared to the other things that the Netanyahu family has done. For instance, Bibi Netanyahu has prevented hundreds of thousands of Jews from moving to Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem during the past 8 years. During the past eight years, there has been an anti-Semitic building freeze in effect. Hundreds of thousands of new Jews would have moved in. New Jewish settlers would have moved into Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem in the past 8 years. And we could have prevented and closed the door forever on any chance that there would be a so-called Palestinian state, which is national suicide for Israel. We could have prevented this. Netanyahu stopped it. He instituted a building freeze that was more anti-Semitic than the most left-wing governments in Israel had ever done. No government in Israel on the open left. No government in Israel ever instituted a complete building freeze in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. This never happened before. He is worse for the land of Israel and for Jewish settlers than the open left. The phony right is worse than the open left. And of course, Netanyahu has allowed Muslim Nazi Iran to build a nuclear arsenal, to build nuclear weapons that endanger Israel with the threat of a nuclear holocaust, God forbid. It also endangers the United States with the threat of a nuclear holocaust. Netanyahu could have sent in the Israeli Air Force, could have destroyed Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, but he and his evil government refused to do so. They were too cowardly. They didn't take the action that could have been taken. By the way, Netanyahu and his government all said repeatedly, and it's true, what they said was true, that this is an existential threat to Israel. It is a threat that could lead to nuclear holocaust. They said this. They said this repeatedly. And they said that Israel has the military capability to destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, to destroy enough of the program to set them back 5 or 10 years. And then if they tried to build it again, in 5 or 10 years, they could destroy it again. So this problem could have been solved militarily. And yet that gutless, spineless worm, Netanyahu, didn't do it. because Obama didn't want him to do it, or Bush didn't want him to do it. You know, it was always somebody who told him not to do it, and Clinton didn't want him to do it in the 1990s. He would ask permission of American presidents. What does he need permission for? Just send in the Israeli Air Force and get and destroy the program. And then a real prime minister would destroy the program and then give explanations later, after it's already done, after it's already finished, the problem has already been taken care of. Then you give the explanations, and if Clinton or Obama or Trump don't like it, too bad. Screw them. But Netanyahu and his government didn't do that. So now there's a threat of nuclear holocaust hanging over the people of Israel. And Israel still should strike and destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. But this threat now hangs over Israel because of Bibi Netanyahu, because of Naftali Bennett and Avigdor Lieberman and all the other animals in his government, all the other swine that are in this evil government that you have in Israel. And of course, the Netanyahu regime has presided over an education system that brainwashes Israeli Jewish children to feel guilty that we have a Jewish state, to feel guilty that Israel survived and won the wars against Arab Muslim Nazi enemies that wanted to destroy Israel and push the Jews into the sea. Netanyahu and his education system, with Naftali Bennett, the education minister, teach Israeli children that there's a so-called Palestinian people, even though the Arabs themselves always said there's no such thing. This is a complete fantasy, a complete lie, complete baloney, a complete bluff. And yet they lie and distort history and teach them the Arab Muslim Nazi version of history is what is taught to the children of Israel in the Israeli school system and to the Israeli public and to Israeli soldiers that go into the Israeli army. So Netanyahu destroys Jewish souls by teaching them self-hating, Judenrat, lying history, has created a nuclear threat over and a nuclear cloud over Israel that creates the danger of a nuclear holocaust, God forbid. Has prevented Jews by the hundreds of thousands from moving into areas of Israel that would have eliminated the threat of a so-called Palestinian state. Even though, of course, there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians. On issue after issue, Netanyahu and his government are a catastrophe. So the least of the crimes is the fact that they also are crooks. They also steal public money because they want to live extravagant lifestyles. They want to live like billionaires. And so they steal public money for that purpose, which is also, it's an issue, but it pales in comparison to all the crimes against the Jewish people in the land of Israel and the Torah that this evil regime has committed against the Jewish people. We support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. And there are going to be Knesset elections, Israeli parliamentary elections coming up, and Feiglin will need to win at least 4 seats in order to get into the parliament. That's the threshold. He's got to win at least 4 seats, which is 3.25% of the vote. He's got to win 3.25% or 3.25% of the vote. That's hard to do for a new party that isn't well-funded. It's not easy to do. We're going to try to help him independently, by the way. We're going to run our own independent campaign on his behalf. We're going to try to help him. I don't know if he's going to get in. I don't know if he's going to succeed, but it's worth trying. Because that's the shot, that's the one shot we have to have at least a voice of truth in the Israeli Knesset for a change. By the way, one of the things I didn't mention about Netanyahu, he also, as we've mentioned many times on these programs, he defends and protects the radical left Supreme Court. Can you imagine? We have a Supreme Court in Israel, the majority of Israelis vote for the right. The majority of Israelis are right wing, they vote for what they think is the right. Of course, it's not the right, it's a phony right, but they think they're voting for the right, stupidly. And so the majority of Israelis would like right-wing judges and right-wing leaders and right-wing policies. And in a country where the majority of the people are right-wing, you have a Supreme Court where 95% of the judges always have to be from the radical left, from the most extreme left. The most extreme left. The Supreme Court just ruled that Israel's not allowed to expel illegal aliens. You come into Israel illegally, they can't expel you unless you consent. That's opening the door to all the illegal aliens coming in. We've never had a court in the United States that would issue such an insane ruling. As bad as the courts in the United States are also pretty bad, but they're nothing like Israel. In Israel, how does the court pick new judges? The old judges pick their successors, pick their own successors. I mean, and this is a system that Netanyahu has defended, and Bennett and all the other leaders in Israel have allowed this to go on. Instead of just voting all the Supreme Court judges in Israel, you have a parliamentary system, you could just vote them all out, throw them all off. Throw them out and replace all the Supreme Court judges. The Israeli Knesset has the power to appoint judges. Netanyahu would never do that. He doesn't even want to think about doing that. He protects the radical left Supreme Court in Israel. It's just one of the million things that this disgusting creature who calls himself the Prime Minister of Israel has done. If you want the people of Israel to hear this truth, if you want our videos to reach them and you want the people of Israel to hear this truth, then support us and join with us and fight with us, because we're going to bring the truth to the people of Israel. I can't promise you we're going to succeed. I don't know if we're going to succeed. We're going to try. We're going to try our best to wake people up and to bring the truth to the people. And if you want this message of truth to get to them, you have to support us. You have to help us. It's a critical battle that we're fighting. God forbid if we don't succeed. Chas v'chalila, God forbid if we don't succeed. Second subject I want to speak about. This week, we see Donald Trump's true colors once again. I mean, it was the number one story in the news other than the hurricanes and the flood and the, you know, the Harvey. You have Harvey in Texas and you have the hurricanes in Florida now. The hurricanes, by the way, that's another interesting story. Why is God suddenly punishing the United States with so many natural disasters? I mean, it's worse than ever before. I mean, just one after another, one blow after another. Could it be because the United States has chosen to go the evil path? You know, it's one thing when left-wing Democrats and people on the left voted for Obama and put him into office. We expect people on the left to be evil, but at least we thought, well, at least on the other side, there are Americans who are moral and decent, the Republicans, the conservatives, at least they're moral and decent, so God had an excuse to let the United States survive. Now we see with Trump, the Republicans and conservatives are also evil. They're also immoral. They also don't stand for anything when given a choice between a moral, upright leader like Ted Cruz and a piece of subhuman sewage and filth like Donald Trump, a reality TV show, egotistical, bloating, filthy, bluffing piece of subhuman garbage like Trump. When they have a choice like that, they pick Trump. They pick Donald Duck. They'd rather have Donald Duck over a true leader like Ted Cruz. What did Donald Duck do this week? There was a meeting, and he went to he held a meeting in the White House to discuss the budget. And he said, he promised his supporters in rally after rally that he was going to get money for the wall and he was going to cut spending and there were going to be structural reforms in the budget to deal with the debt. He kept talking about the debt. He said the debt is going to destroy the United States and so on and so forth. We have to deal with this. We have to cut back. He cuts a deal. He throws the Republicans under the bus and everybody under the bus and cuts a deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The Republicans were sitting there, even the Republican establishment people, and they were also pieces of garbage. I mean, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, they're scum also. But they couldn't believe it, because Trump is worse than them. They couldn't believe it. He threw them under the bus. He threw his own budget director under the bus and said, I agree with Chuck and with Nancy. And he created a situation where they had to pass this budget. They just passed a budget, a continuing resolution budget, that continues to increase spending at a faster rate than we saw under Obama. Spending during the first year of the Trump administration, because now this spending goes until December. They just passed the resolution, they're going to have the spending until December. So the first year of Trump's administration, spending in the budget has gone up at a faster rate than it was under Obama. Obama didn't spend at this rate. And everything else is bad also. Deportation of illegals are down. There is no... But what happened to money for the wall? He said he was going to insist on money for the wall. He was ready to shut down the government to insist on money for the wall. Remember the number one chant at his rallies was, build that wall, build that wall. And he said, we're going to build it, and Mexico's going to pay for it. By the way, have you seen Mexico writing out any checks for the wall lately? We're going to build the wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. Not only is Mexico not paying for it, nobody's paying for it. There's no wall being built at all. What happened to the wall? What happened to money for the wall? So far, we now have money going to December for the first whole year of his administration. Not one penny for any wall. No construction on any wall has started. Not one penny for the wall. And people still don't wake up and still don't see. So he agrees with Schumer and Pelosi against his fellow Republicans. He joins hands with Schumer and Pelosi, with the Democrat left-wing Democrat, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York, and the extreme left-wing piece of garbage Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi from California. And he says, no, I agree with them, and he agrees with their budget proposal, and he pushes through their budget proposal. Now, there were almost half the Republicans in the House and the Senate voted against it. Almost half of them voted against it. They were furious. But still, he got enough Republican traitors and all the Democrats unanimously voting for his budget. All, by the way, 100% of the Democrats voted for Trump's budget, for the Trump-Schumer-Pelosi budget. 100% of the Democrats. There wasn't one Democrat in the House or in the Senate who voted against it. And there were Republican votes against it. 17 Republican senators and 90 Republican House members voted against it. All Republicans, not one Democrat went against it. Because his bill was such a victory for the left that all the Democrats enthusiastically voted for it. And again, why should this be a big surprise? Donald Trump gave money to Schmuck Schumer over the years for his reelection campaign. Every time Schmuck Schumer ran for office, Donald Trump contributed to his campaigns. Donald Trump contributed to Nancy Pelosi's campaigns. Donald Trump gave much more money to left-wing Democrats than he gave to Republicans. He was always a left-wing Democrat. Always. And now he's dealing with them he's selling the whole country out to them. He's giving them the whole country now. Those are his new allies. Schumer and Pelosi. That's what you voted for? And by the way, with his new allies Schumer and Pelosi, do you think there's going to be a wall built on the southern border? You think Schumer and Pelosi are going to agree to that? You look at the Dream Act, what happened with the Dream Act. He says, we're rescinding the Dream Act, but I want Congress to pass it this time. You know what that means? That means that you'll have it enacted in law now. It'll become law that illegals can come here, bring their children here, and then they stay here, and then you can't get them out. This will become enshrined in law now, and Trump is pushing this, and he's got... This is something that would never have happened under Obama, because the Republican Congress would never have gone along with it under Obama. But with Trump, they're going along with it. Build that wall. Build that wall. Yeah. And you know, with I remember Hillary Clinton, they said, lock her up, lock her up. Did he lock her up, by the way? You know, the IRS officials that use the IRS to go after conservative and born-again Christian and pro-Israel organizations, they committed terrible crimes. Trump's Justice Department isn't touching them. Not touching them. He said, he screamed and yelled on the campaign trail, why isn't Obama firing these people? Why isn't he firing the people in the IRS? Has he fired anybody in the IRS? He hasn't fired one person in the IRS. None of them. The only people he fires is someone who, if someone disagrees with him or insults him personally, then he'll fire them. But for philosophical or ideological reasons or reasons of honesty, for that he would never fire anybody. He doesn't give a damn about any of that. Now, I know that there are people who, every time we do these videos, who say, you supported Hillary Clinton, which is not true. We didn't support Hillary Clinton. We would never support that beast, her and her husband. But anyway, they say, you supported Hillary Clinton. We didn't support Hillary Clinton. You did. Your candidate, Donald Trump, supported Hillary Clinton. Your candidate, Donald Trump, gave $500,000 to the Clinton Foundation and gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to Clinton's Senate re-election and election campaigns. When she ran for the Senate and when she ran for re-election, Trump gave her hundreds of thousands of dollars and gave $500,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Your candidate openly supported Hillary Clinton, did interviews saying that she'd make a great president and that she was a great Secretary of State. Interviews which we showed many times in our videos. Your candidate supported Hillary Clinton. We never supported Hillary Clinton. You can't find anywhere where we supported Hillary Clinton, but your candidate did openly, proudly, financially back Hillary Clinton over and over and over again. And he supported her husband, Bill Clinton. And he supported John Kerry against George W. Bush. He supported left-wing Democrats right down the line. Now, I hate Bush, too. But John Kerry, wow. Bottom line is, we're dealing with the stupidest, most immoral people on the face of the earth. In both countries, in America and in Israel. And somebody's got to be there to tell the truth and wake people up. Somebody's got to be there. And that's what JTF is here for. If you agree that the time has come to work to wake people up before it's too late, join with us, help us financially, that's very, very important, and help us every other way, promote our videos, promote our programs, promote our sites. Help us, because the truth must be told. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach, Shalom.